And when Moses saw that the people were naked, for Aaron had made them naked unto their shame among their enemies, then the five men departed and came to Laish, and saw the people that were therein, how they dwelt careless, after the manner of the Zidonians, quiet and secure. And there was no magistrate in the land that might put them to shame in anything. And they were far from the Zidonians, and had no business with any man. So Jonathan arose from the table in fierce anger, and did eat no meat the second day of the month, for he was grieved for David, because his father had done him shame.
And I, whither shall I cause my shame to go? And as for thee, thou shalt be as one of the fools in Israel. Now therefore, I pray thee, speak unto the king, for he will not withhold me from thee.
And the Lord sent an angel, which cut off all the mighty men of valor, and the leaders and captains in the camp of the king of Assyria. So he returned with shame of face to his own land. And when he was come into the house of his God, they that came forth of his own bowels slew him there with the sword. They that hate thee shall be clothed with shame, and the dwelling place of the wicked shall come to naught. O ye sons of men, how long will he turn my glory into shame? How long will he love vanity and seek after leasing? Selah. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my hurt. Let them be ashamed and brought to confusion together that rejoice at mine hurt. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor that magnify themselves against me. Let them be ashamed and confounded together that seek after my soul to destroy it. Let them be driven backward and put to shame that wish me evil. Let them be desolate for a reward of their shame that say unto me, Aha, aha! But thou hast saved us from our enemies, and hast put them to shame that hated us. But thou hast cast off and put us to shame, and goest not forth with our armies. My confusion is continually before me, and the shame of my face hath covered me for the void. There were they in great fear where no fear was. For God hath scattered the bones of him that encampeth against thee. Thou hast put them to shame, because God hath despised them. Because for thy sake I have borne reproach, shame hath covered my face. Thou hast known my reproach, and my shame, and my dishonor. Mine adversaries are all before thee. Let them be turned back for a reward of their shame that say, Aha! Aha! My tongue also shall talk of thy righteousness all the day long, for they are confounded, for they are brought unto shame that seek my hurt. Fill their faces with shame, that they may seek thy name, O Lord. Let them be confounded and troubled for ever. Yea, let them be put to shame and perish. The days of his youth hast thou shortened. Thou hast covered him with shame. Selah. Let mine adversaries be clothed with shame, and let them cover themselves with their own confusion as with a mantle. I have stuck unto thy testimonies. O Lord, put me not to shame. His enemies will I clothe with shame, but upon himself shall his crown flourish. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools. He that reproveth a scorner getteth to himself shame, and he that rebuketh a wicked man getteth himself a blot. He that gathereth in summer is a wise son, but he that sleepeth in harvest is a son that causeth shame. When pride cometh, then cometh shame, but with the lowly is wisdom. A fool's wrath is presently known, but a prudent man covereth shame. A righteous man hateth lying, but a wicked man is loathsome and cometh to shame. Poverty and shame shall be to him that refuseth instruction, but he that regardeth reproof shall be honored. The king's favor is toward a wise servant, but his wrath is against him that causeth shame. A wise servant shall have rule over a son that causeth shame, and shall have part of the inheritance among the brethren. He that answereth a matter before he heareth it, it is folly and shame unto him. He that wasteth his father and chaseth away his mother is a son that causeth shame and bringeth reproach. Go not forth hastily to strive, lest thou know not what to do in the end thereof, when thy neighbor hath put thee to shame, lest he that heareth it put thee to shame, and thine infamy turn not away. The rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame. So shall the king of Assyria lead away the Egyptians prisoners, and the Ethiopians captives, young and old, naked and barefoot, even with their buttocks uncovered, to the shame of Egypt. He will surely violently turn and toss thee like a ball into a large country. There shalt thou die, and there the chariots of thy glory shall be the shame of thy lord's house. Therefore shall the strength of Pharaoh be your shame, and the trust in the shadow of Egypt your confusion. They were all ashamed of a people that could not profit them, nor be in help nor profit, but a shame and also a reproach. Thy nakedness shall be uncovered, yea, thy shame shall be seen. I will take vengeance, and I will not meet thee as a man. I gave my back to the smiters, and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting. Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither be thou confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame, but thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth, and shalt not remember the reproach of thy widowhood any more. For your shame ye shall have double, and for confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore in their land they shall possess the double, everlasting joy shall be unto them. For shame hath devoured the labor of our fathers from our youth, their flocks and their herds, their sons and their daughters. We lie down in our shame, and our confusion covereth us. For we have sinned against the Lord our God, we and our fathers from our youth even unto this day, and have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God. Therefore will I discover thy skirts upon thy face, that thy shame may appear. Wherefore came I forth out of the womb to see labor and sorrow, that my days should be consumed with shame? And I will bring an everlasting reproach upon you, and a perpetual shame which shall not be forgotten. The nations have heard of thy shame, and thy cry hath filled the land. For the mighty man has stumbled against the mighty, and they are fallen both together. They shall howl, saying, How is it broken down? How hath Moab turned the back with shame? So shall Moab be a derision and a dismaying to all them about him. We are confounded because we have heard reproach. Shame hath covered our faces, for strangers are come into the sanctuaries of the Lord's house. They shall also gird themselves with sackcloth, and horror shall cover them. And shame shall be upon all faces, and baldness upon all their heads. Thou also, which hast judged thy sisters, bear thine own shame for thy sins, that thou hast committed more abominable than they. They are more righteous than thou. Yea, be thou confounded also, and bear thy shame in that thou hast justified thy sisters, that thou mayest bear thine own shame, and mayest be confounded in all that thou hast done, in that thou art a comfort unto them, that thou mayest remember and be confounded, and never open thy mouth any more because of thy shame, when I am pacified toward thee for all that thou hast done, saith the Lord God. There is Elam, and all her multitude round about her grave, all of them slain, fallen by the sword, which are gone down uncircumcised into the nether parts of the earth, which caused their terror in the land of the living. Yet have they borne their shame with them that go down to the pit. They have set her a bed in the midst of the slain with all her multitude. Her graves are round about him, all of them uncircumcised, slain by the sword. Though their terror was caused in the land of the living, yet have they borne their shame with them that go down to the pit. He is put in the midst of them that be slain. There be the princes of the north, all of them, and all the Zidonians which are gone down with the slain. With their terror they are ashamed of their might, and they lie uncircumcised with them that be slain by the sword, and bear their shame with them that go down to the pit. And I will raise up for them a plant of renown, and they shall be no more consumed with hunger in the land, neither bear the shame of the heathen any more. Prophesy therefore concerning the land of Israel, and say unto the mountains, and to the hills, to the rivers, and to the valleys, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I have spoken in my jealousy and in my fury, because ye have borne the shame of the heathen. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, I have lifted up mine hand, surely the heathen that are about you, they shall bear their shame. Neither will I cause men to hear in thee the shame of the heathen any more. Neither shalt thou bear the reproach of the people any more. Neither shalt thou cause thy nations to fall any more, saith the Lord God. After that they have borne their shame,
and all their trespasses whereby they have trespassed against me, when they dwelt safely in their land, and none made them afraid.
And they shall not come near unto me to do the office of a priest unto me, nor to come near to any of my holy things in the most holy place. But they shall bear their shame and their abominations which they have committed. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. As they were increased, so they sinned against me. Therefore will I change their glory into shame. Their drink is sour. They have committed whoredom continually. Her rulers with shame do love. Give ye. I found Israel like grapes in the wilderness. I saw your fathers as the first ripe in the fig tree at her first time. But they went to Baal Peor, and separated themselves unto that shame. And their abominations were according as they loved. It shall be also carried unto Assyria for a present to King Jareb. Ephraim shall receive shame, and Israel shall be ashamed of his own counsel. For thy violence against thy brother Jacob, shame shall cover thee, and thou shalt be cut off forever. Pass ye away, thou inhabitant of Sepher, having thy shame naked. The inhabitant of Zenan came not forth in the morning of Bethizel. He shall receive of you his standing. Prophesy ye not, say they to them that prophesy, they shall not prophesy to them, that they shall not take shame. Then she that is mine enemy shall see it, and shame shall cover her which said unto me, Where is the Lord thy God? Mine eyes shall behold her. Now shall she be trodden down as the mire of the streets. Behold, I am against thee, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will discover thy skirts upon thy face, and I will show the nations thy nakedness, and the kingdoms thy shame. Thou hast consulted shame to thy house by cutting off many people, and hast sinned against thy soul. Thou art filled with shame for glory. Drink thou also, and let thy foreskin be uncovered. The cup of the Lord's right hand shall be turned unto thee, and shameful spewing shall be on thy glory. The just Lord is in the midst thereof. He will not do iniquity. Every morning doth he bring his judgment to light. He faileth not. But the unjust knoweth no shame. Behold, at that time I will undo all that afflict thee, and I will save her that halteth, and gather her that was driven out, and I will get them praise and fame in every land where they have been put to shame. And he that bade thee and him come and say to thee, Give this man place, and thou begin with shame to take the lowest room. And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. I write not these things to shame you, but as my beloved sons I warn you. I speak to your shame. Is it so that there is not a wise man among you, no, not one, that shall be able to judge between his brethren? For if the woman be not covered, let her also be shorn. But if it be a shame for a woman to be shorn or shaven, let her be covered. Doth not even nature itself teach you that if a man have long hair, it is a shame unto him? What? Have ye not houses to eat and to drink in? Or despise ye the church of God and shame them that have not? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I praise you not. And if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home, for it is a shame for women to speak in the church. Awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. If they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh, and put him to an open shame. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God, raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame, wandering stars, to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame.